Today is the last day of school in Boston, a moment that signals change and cutbacks. For the past 8 years, Maura O'Toole has served as librarian at The Mather, a diverse elementary school in Dorchester. But next year, she's leaving the district, so she's had to say her goodbyes and pack up her books without students around.
Do you mind if I put some stuff in this recycling bin?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Thank you.
Every library that I've worked at has closed. This is my third Boston Public School that I've worked at. So I first worked at the Mission Hill School, and then I was at the Harbor School. And then 8 years ago, I started at the Mather. This past January, my position was cut, or it was reduced in hours. And I decided not to take the 2.5 days that they offered me, and I took a layoff instead. A bunch of people made videos for me, and yesterday, two new ones came in, one from a mom and one from a kid.
Miss O'Toole, I know in some people's eyes you're just a block of time in which they can offload their kids. To my son, your space was a safe place where he could be cool, be sporty, but also be a nerd and be a reader.
And I believe that every library should be a reflection of the school that they're in. When I first started working there, it really upset me that it was, you know, Pinkalicious with the Little White Girl or Fancy Nancy. You know, those were the books that were available to the students. I specifically requested money to buy books that reflected the cultures of our students. The Mather has a huge Vietnamese population and a huge Cape Verdean population. So it's just a huge range of stuff. Like here's The Very Hungry Caterpillar in Vietnamese and English. This book is African-American main characters, but it's Vietnamese and English. Schools don't really think of their book inventory as an asset when it really is. Like my collection at the Mather is probably worth $200,000 if you had to replace it all, you know, and 90% of that is through donations or fundraising.
Hi, Miss O'Toole. Just came in to say see you later. And I will miss you because I remember all the book fairs that you just saved me a book that I really wanted. I don't know what I could do without you, so.
I've had a huge range of emotions, and I feel really sad. Like, I don't feel like I'm totally done with where I want the library to be. You know, there's still work to do, you know, and I don't know if I would ever feel finished, but, you know, it just feels like incomplete.
That's outgoing Boston Public School librarian Maura O'Toole. She told her story to WBUR's Max Larkin.